Now, I'm delighted at this time to see Francis Clamp back with me today. Sorry about that. Sorry. You see how it gets to you?
Oh, yes.
I'm so excited to see you again today. Now, I believe you've come back today with a very stormy tale, is that right?
I have indeed, yes.
Well, come on, reveal all, please do.
And it's good to be back too.
Good stuff.
Right, well, there's been a great deal of talk recently about global warming and climate change. Certainly this year we've seen most unusual climatic conditions with floods, heat waves, rivers with dying fish because the level of the water's fallen so low, followed by stories of floods, burst banks, and even of houses collapsing as the saturated ground could no longer be able to support their foundations. However, if we look back, there have always been times of unusual weather conditions. I guess we all clearly remember the great natural events that dramatically affected our lives at the time they happened. There were the floods in the 1950s that devastated the Essex coastline, especially on Canvey Island and the Jaywick area. And I wonder how many of us still recall the great storm of the late 1980s that swept across the country, completely changing the appearance of some areas as whole plantations of trees fell victim to the gale-force winds. Well, today we're going back to 1958. It was the night of September the 5th to the 6th. And this time, it was rain that caused the problems, especially in Billericay. The previous evening was warm and dry. There is an account of how members of one family saw in the distance the sky lit up by a spectacular display of lightning, probably a harbinger of the storm to come. During the night, the rain fell, causing considerable damage. Road services had been gouged up, and apparently the lake in Lake Meadows Park had overflowed its banks. Many low-lying houses were flooded, and the following day it was possible to see carpets and furniture drying in the sun. Some years later, an embankment was raised to protect the surrounding area from the danger of flooding in the future. Will it give lasting protection? Only time will tell.
Now, I actually do remember this particular storm. I remember that there was flooding everywhere, and I remember seeing, I think, under the A127 at the A130, cars floating, and also buses that were virtually underwater. Wickford was particularly badly hit, wasn't it?
Wickford was badly hit. Actually, I'm surprised you remember it. You must have been a very small baby in a pram.
Oh.
Well, I'm doing my best.
Well... Quite. Deary, deary me. Well, now, you know, everything that you say we normally believe in, but you're stretching credulity to an absolute breaking point now.
Well, as I say, I'm trying. Hard. Anyway, as you say, Wickford was extremely badly hit. I believe it was more or less cut in half.
Really?
By the rising river.
Yeah.
Since then, a tremendous amount of work's been done.
Mm.
And I don't think it could possibly flood like that again.
Well, I remember some years later when I was a little older and I I drove out of Wickford, and there's a railway bridge that you have to go under, and even in that I went in there and discovered to my surprise that there was a considerable amount of water there. I didn't exactly get stuck, I did manage to get through, but I did see people start going the other way. It was very gratifying that I hadn't been struck, but there you are.
Horror stories of the past.
Anyway, what have you got lined up for us next week?
Hopefully
something less stormy.
Well, I'm going back to Blackmore, and I'm going to look at the Royal Connections.
Oh, really?
You're going to ask me for a date. Well, actually, it's the time of Henry VIII.
Well, there's a surprise. I had a feeling it might be somehow or another.
It's got to be, hasn't it?
Well, it struck me that it probably would be, so that's good stuff. And hopefully, in doing this, you might be able to correct some of the mistakes that I might have unearthed last week.
No, with history, it's always very difficult because two historians will never interpret in quite the same way.
Right, well,
that's my letter.
You're being very, very generous to me. not only generous, but untruthful with all these things about my age. Anyway, thanks very much for that. We shall look forward to that. In the meantime, we'd better get on with this.